the All-Star Parade of Bands. From the Steel Pier in Atlantic City, New Jersey, the National Broadcasting Company and the American Federation of Musicians, as a contribution to the United States Treasury Department, presents the All-Star Parade of Bands, featuring the nation's finest orchestras. And on the star podium for this broadcast transcribed, it's Modern America's man of music, Stan Kenton and his orchestra. NBC and the United States Savings Bond Division of the Treasury Department take pleasure in presenting the All-Star Parade of Bands and wish to remind you that there is no finer investment than United States Savings Bonds. And now, here is Modern America's man of music, Mr. Stan Kenton.
Well, Fred, I'm going to start talking about numbers, but it has nothing to do with bonds, at the moment. It has mostly to identify one of the compositions that says 23 degrees north, 82 degrees west.
Concepts of artistry and rhythm called 23 degrees north, 82 degrees west. This next will develop from just one alto saxophone line that is blown by Lee Konitz, and I'm sure that you recognize the tune that means a great deal to all of us, especially in the field of jazz. Lee Konitz and You Go to My Head.
Thank you.
Well, Lee, can't you help that some of this applause rubs off? I know that it feels good. Here's a rather inventive, very fresh thing in this form of music. Composition of Bill Holman's. One melody starts out, gradually develops into another, and something of the classical condition, we'll say, or classical tradition. Here's a jazz thing that is typed theme and variation.
With Modern America's man of music, Stan Kenton, and his orchestra, after this brief announcement from the Treasury Department. Picture the most extravagant vacation imaginable, and then picture yourself going on that vacation. It sounds like a daydream, doesn't it? But it isn't. It's completely possible. It does take a bit of planning, though, such as the regular purchase of United. Now, the best way to do that is through the payroll savings plan. That's the best way because it's the sure way to buy your savings bonds regularly. Payroll savings plan works like a charm because it's completely automatic. Your employer does everything for you. It's especially easy on you because money is saved from your paychecks before you have a chance to miss it. And when those bonds mature, you can pack your bags for that extravagant vacation. Because United States savings bonds pay back $4 for every $3 you put in. So join the payroll savings plan where you work. That's the way to save money regularly. Earn extra money regularly through United States Savings Bonds. And now back to the music of Stan Kenton, a man and his music and his orchestra, and April in Paris. Thank you.
If Baggs, that's perfectly all right. You just keep right on playing because we're very anxious over this next thing, and you could have really created a lot of wonderful background music while I explain all of the wonderful things about you and tell them about your technique. And this is the composition that's called Baggs mainly because we call you Baggs, but formally we'll present you tonight, the bass and the gentleman, Donald Bagley.
Did you know that you can have around $10,000 in less than 10 years just by signing up for one United States savings bond per week and the smallest denomination at that? Or you can have around $10,000 in less than 20 years just by saving $7.50 a week. Say, why don't you ask your employer to start the payroll savings plan for you? It's the easy way to save money because everything is completely automatic. Once you've signed, you can forget it. Your employer saves money from your paycheck and buys your bonds. You just sit back, collect your savings bonds, and eventually pocket those extra dollars they've earned. And you'll discover almost any amount you want is yours before you know it through the United States savings bonds. So join the payroll savings plan now.
Once more, some music here that is, again, of an original nature. Bill Holman's composition that we call Works. Thank you. Tenor saxophone in the key of D minor here, concert key. That's one flat for us. And, of course, one sharp for the tenor saxophone was Zoot Sims. And following that was a trumpet solo that Buddy Childress, first trumpet player, played on this composition of Bill Holman's. This next number, if you guys will turn over the page and look underneath. No, that's the right one right there. You'll see that it says number 186 up in the right-hand corner. It's a very important number. You can tell that it's had a pretty wild, wonderful existence in this book. We've played it everywhere, and we thought that on this Treasury show, it might be a befitting or a fitting climax to all of the things that have been played that have been familiar and unfamiliar. I've pretty much explained everything. The title, of course, is Love for Sale. Things are taking shape, so to speak, here. There is a trombonist standing in front of the microphone, and the rhythm already is establishing some color. I might as well give you a clue. Frank Rossellino, Francesca. Thank you.
the Steel Pier in Atlantic City, New Jersey, you've been listening to the All-Star Parade of Bands, presented as a contribution by the National Broadcasting Company and the American Federation of Musicians to the United States Savings Bonds Division of the Treasury Department, and transcribed in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. Remember, there is no finer investment than United States Savings Bonds. And for the nation's top orchestras, it's this All-Star Band Parade. Join us next week at the same time for another All-Star Parade of Bands with your modern man of music, Stan Kenton and his orchestra. Now this is Fred Collins reminding you to invest in a bond today. Keep on buying them regularly. It's an investment in your country and in your future security.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.